Okay, it is, I don't know, Monday the 15th. Kevin?
Madeline.
And we're coming to you live-ish, recorded from the Yankees room. Yeah, well, people aren't listening to us now.
Live-ish.
Yes, live-ish, absolutely.
We're coming to you live from the Yankees room.
That's right. In a set of defeats, our poor little stupid Yankees are throwing it in the toilet this time around, apparently.
Derek Jeter broke his ankle.
Poor Derek. He's poor. I mean, he has been most of the team in the postseason. Okay, him and, Ibanez has been, you know, and Ibanez is older than me, and he's hitting, so not a lot older than me, you know, slightly older than me, so, but, you know, we're getting to that point now, we're like, alright, something better happen soon, or things will be sort of done, but, yeah, we'll see. So we've got a couple comics to talk about, and probably going to be back later in the week, hopefully, when and if all of those lovely stuff on Wednesday comes out, and we'll get those in our hands and try again. For now, we're a little behind the last set. We want to talk about new Bloodshot, a new Archer and Armstrong, and give you some kind of a feel for where those are going. So, what you think, Mads? Where do you want to talk first? You want to talk about Archer and Armstrong first? Do you want to talk about Bloodshot first?
I don't care.
Well, what do you want to, what did you like better?
They're really the same.
The same? No preference one way or the other?
Not really.
No. Okay, well, let's pop one out and figure out. I want to talk first about the design covers. Did you get a chance to see those, Mads?
The regular
covers are right there. I don't know if you got to see the design covers this month. Okay. Let me pull those up and show those to you. They're done by a man named Aja, who's like one of my all-time favoritist now artists. I actually picked up Hawkeye. I wasn't a huge fan of Hawkeye. It was okay. It's aight. Hawkeye, but talk about those design covers, and it's a theme this month. You flip these out for Bloodshot and Archer and Armstrong, and I'll also pull out the Exo and the Harbinger. Which one are you looking at? Bloodshot. Okay, here's the other cover, the Aja design variant. A little different. Oh, somebody's calling me. Let's see. You talk for a second about what you think. Hello?
I thought this kind of awkward. Okay.
Okay,
Matt, as I'm recording, so. Hi. And, what I thought about the Bloodshot cover was that it was, I really liked the regular, I guess this, you could call it the regular cover.
Regular cover.
And I thought it was cool because it was the people crawling all over his face, but it never happened in the book.
Well, it's sort of like the torment of him, symbolic torment. How they keep tormenting everything he's going through. You like that?
Most of them don't have shoes on.
No.
Nope. There's the one lady that doesn't have shoes on.
Here's the Archer and Armstrong design variant.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought I liked it too. That was pretty slick. I thought it was slick. You know, sort of like comes from the initial design stuff, things they put together, thoughts behind it. You want to talk Bloodshot first since you're drawing that cover?
Okay.
What do you think about the new characters, or the way the characters are going, or sort of the execution of the man following them? Any particular feeling?
The one girl, whatever her name was.
Okay. Well, do you want to know her code name, or do you want to know her regular name?
Like Mary Maria or something.
Yeah. But her code name.
Oh, that's
like
the other book.
What am I?
Oh, doing?
Mary Maria. That's a sister of. Archer and Armstrong, essentially, the sister of
What's
Archer and Armstrong.
What's her code name?
Mary Maria's code name?
No, her code name.
It had something to do with earthquakes. I'm trying to find where they refer to her.
What her real name is, like, I forget.
I mean, not as much of the design back and forth of the art going.
Yeah, because they didn't really have any flashbacks.
No, little bits, but not so much. Snap, where is it? I'm trying to find it. Oh, no, this is turning into the most boring podcast ever on the planet. If you're wondering, we're totally sucking here. Petering out big time. It does call her by name. I want to say they ask there.
I know, at the very end, the very last page.
Yeah. Pulse, but her real name's Melissa. Okay. And then there's Kara as the other girl. What did you think of the setup, the double cross, the way they put things through, how they flash back on her life? I mean, it's sort of the origin of this Pulse character going back. And nice to see that relationship back and forth.
Actually, I don't think it's Pulse, because Pulse is the one lady.
No, Pulse is the girl, right. But you see her origin back, like, as a kid, here.
No, like, I think they said that Pulse is the one lady.
She is the lady. Here.
This lady.
Yeah, it is Pulse. I understand.
No, it's not. It doesn't look like her. It looks like her.
Okay.
That's well, not Pulse.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. This girl who is escapizing in here, okay, the dark hair, is...
Kara. That's Kara.
Well, what I'm saying is, I think the last page has the bubbles in the wrong place. Okay? I think this is Pulse or whatever, because... She is the one with the powers throughout. Okay, Pulse is the one who has been following or going throughout the issue or the comic. Kara is the one who he picks up. Like here, she has a power. She shuts the powers down, see? I can't imagine they'd call code name Kara for the girl who shuts down powers. And the girl who's just sort of dragged into it, her name is Pulse. I think there's an error on that page, but...
No, like, that makes sense, because she's a doctor. It makes sense!
It does make sense, because she's a doctor. I will buy that. But I don't know if they'd give a doctor...
But she's like a doctor spy or something.
We'll agree to disagree here. Let me look
like
here.
A spy or something.
Okay, let me look here through the description at the beginning. What else did you like about this?
I like the little flashbacky thing of Kara or Pulse or whatever her name is.
The girl, codenamed Pulse, blasts Bloodshot with an EMP, knocking out his nanites along with healing abilities that go with them. Dodge wastes no time, puts a bullet in helpless Bloodshot's head. So, girl with the green outfit, who shuts things down, she be Pulse, not the doctor.
You messed it up.
What?
You comic book people.
Then she just messed up on
you
the last
page. You made me confused.
Oh, no. That took tons. Okay. But what did you like? I mean, I like this sort of tricking her to capture her at the end. I did like that. I thought that was effective. But also, I mean, you're really having this uneasy alliance now between someone who has to rely on the nanites to keep going and someone who shuts down machines. So one person can sort of use their powers at a time, but not both. What do you think about execution of by Bloodshot of Dodge? Dodge just takes him down, gets taken down by Bloodshot right at the
die.
Beginning. Yeah, I thought they'd keep him around a little bit longer. And it's absolutely this origin of this Pulse character. Are you spazzing out again?
No.
Getting a little stimmy? Don't stim on me here.
I'm not stimming.
Okay, what are you getting?
I'm not even saying anything, so I'm not stimming.
Well, you're, I don't know, you're like turning over on your back and freaking out.
I'm not freaking out.
Ugh, boy.
I'm singing Nugget and a Biscuit.
Don't sing that. Don't be goofy. What you think about the set? Now, this may have been my least favorite of the Bloodshot comics, but I did like her execution of him. I mean, she just
died.
Destroys him. Mm-hmm. She destroys him. And that, to me, was uncommon. But Bloodshot pops back in, heals himself, jumps back on all the stuff. And it was nice to feel the other side of her, but I really want to find out what's still in the caverns with Bloodshot and sort of his past there. The reveals are now Bloodshot as a Harbinger Hunter, or what goes from here, but we shall see.
We shall see.
What do you think about Archer and Armstrong? Pop it out. Take a look.
I read it yesterday.
Well, it's a little... we were supposed to record this yesterday, and then we just got a little distracted, and it was nice outside, so go outside. The last days, it might be nice.
It's cold now.
No, it's not nice now. We're moving towards wintry times. Hey, welcome to it. It's winter.
Pretty soon, I'm going to have to feel like a marshmallow.
No, it's all right.
That's my fluffy coat.
Oh, I get it now. I understand.
My marshmallow coat. You feel like a marshmallow.
Well, what you think about Archer and Armstrong?
The first page was weird.
What? Oh, with the glass?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked some of the dialogue better in Archer and Armstrong. I think it had a better flavor, like the old stuff. You can sort of have that back in your brain a little bit. Memories of that. I think the lines are better. I think it's fun, but I don't like the story as much anymore. In fact, I'm listening to a lot of the stuff, and I'm following along with it, and I don't like the story direction. I probably liked it less than I liked Bloodshot, but I like the telling of the story better than I like Bloodshot. It has that better flavor. Like, I'm feeling like it's the 5 through 9 set on a few of the Archer and Armstrongs, where there's not as great of stories, but, yeah, we'll see. I hope it gets better. Now, thankfully, this sort of focused a lot of this down towards searching for the one part. I had a worry that it was going to be going forever after these pieces parts, and I was like, yeah. But, I'm a little glad that it's back a little bit. What else do you think?
The first page, I needed some explanation on that.
Why?
Because I didn't get it.
Okay, well, let me take a look at this. They're in the catacombs, honey. So they're looking, it's just the glass above them, and they're sort of making reference to what's there. So they're looking for... They're talking to Archer and Armstrong.
No, they're talking to Mary Marita.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I flipped the page.
Okay. Well, they're just setting her up as like this. Mary Maria is entering the Sisters of the Cloistered, or whatever. I mean, seeing her from the back and seeing those pigtails on her, I knew instantaneously, okay, it's Mary Maria. There's no other character that they'd need to keep hidden or not look around her. But she enters this group of quote-unquote nunjas, for lack of a better way to put it, and they're going on the attack against Armstrong. Remember, Archer and Armstrong's family... Archer's family has this vendetta against... Armstrong forever, 10,000 years, that he is the great Satan or great evil, and they're hunting him down.
Why?
Well, it's not revealed yet, but they believe him to be the great Satan. I mean, he's a boozer and an alcoholic, and he laughs at all this garbage. And they're treating it a little bit too seriously. I mean, there's extremists, and Archer realizes that he should not necessarily
but
be...
I still don't get it.
What don't you get? Your sins are so many, child, we need not repeat them here. They're enough to make an angel blush. That is why your mother and father sent you here, to walk in the night cloister. In other words, they're saying to her, oh gosh, you're so unclean, you're such a bad kid, you are now having to join the Nunjas as punishment. Okay? She's not a bad kid, but compared to the angelic ways that she should be, oh no, you once stayed up 5 minutes late. You know, that way you're sent off to be cloistered away with the Nunjas. You take a vow not to become a bride, but a mistress. The Sisters of Perpetual Darkness are not daughters of Eve, but of Lilith. So if you're looking at this in the back, you got Adam, Eve, and in the back, Lilith. Who's the snake or the serpent. So she's now a servant of God. An evil servant of God. Okay?
What's Lilith?
The first wife of Adam, wrought from the same dust as he, not a rib. Strong-willed.
What's a rib?
Your ribs. Like here.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, Eve was made from the rib of Adam. That's Mom coming in. Strong-willed, where Eve was subservient. Steadfast, where she succumbed to temptation. So they're saying, in other words, Eve was just a wimp wife. Lilith is like a serious girl. Okay? Yeah, she's independent woman. She's a tough girl.
I'm sorry about my lack of knowledge about Adam and Eve.
No, that's all right. You should. This is stuff you should know, Mads.
Sorry,
I mean, we need to go back to look at your backward stuff on that. But she's turned in or put in that scenario, and they go a fightin'. I do like the stuff where they're fighting back and forth, and she sort of gets assaulted, or they sort of hug, and there's obviously some sort of a quote-unquote love there between them, or a desire there, even though they're quote-unquote siblings. Archer being adopted, Archer being the natural one, and Mary Maria being the quote-unquote adopted. And there's all stuff alluded to that at the beginning when she hugs him and says, get out of here, never come back. Then Archer has been quote-unquote turned or eviled by Armstrong. I did read some criticism about the eyes not bleeding. I'm not totally upset with that. And if you look closely, there's a couple moments where there's blood coming out. But really, this is a guy who essentially can heal himself relatively instantaneously, grow the eyes back, and talking to Ivar. Are you out of it today or what?
I'm listening.
Okay. Well, what did you think of this? Did you like any of this? Hate it? What?
The fact that people think that the blood not coming out of his eyes is weird, this is just stupid.
Well...
Do you see people have, like, things to do?
Yeah, they're just being critical, Mads. They're
you
trying
don't
to
have to be critical
Don't be
about
ignorant to them.
Just, no offense, but you don't have to be critical about, like, every single thing. So.
Well, it is a comic, you know, and there's something...
There's some things that you can't add, like...
You can put blood on there.
But there's just some things that you don't have the time to add.
Yeah.
You don't have to add, like, every single little detail. It doesn't have to be the most perfectest comic in the world.
True. I didn't like the preview in the back being for Bloodshot. I mean... Bloodshot's out.
That's really dumb.
Tell me about Shadow Man. Shadow Man's coming next month. Put that in there, but maybe there's something
or
else
like
going on.
Like something that's coming out like on Wednesday.
I have to say.
At least.
Yeah, true. Like next week, yeah. I have to say the stuff with the Hitler mustaches at the end.
Hitler mustaches!
That seemed a little bit silly. That crossed that line for me, but I'm still liking it. Probably now it's my least liked of the series, but that's just because EXO got much, much better, took some serious jumps forward in the last month.
And Harbinger has always been.
Well, Harbinger's always been our favorites. But I think Bloodshot took a turn for the better, and Archer and Armstrong, to its intent to some degree this month, took a turn down. It's a tough thing to get at that exact right level all the time with it. So, I don't know, it's okay. But, I am pleased that the dialogue seems to be coming along. quite a bit. Looking forward to where it comes here, or especially the stuff with Eternal Warrior coming out in a couple of months or 2 months or whatever. Let's talk about our other comics, our new Universe comics to chat. What'd you think about these, my Mads?
The new U ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no offense, Dad, if you thought that Kickers was good, but, not good again.
Well, okay. Mads, not a fan of the kick.
Again.
Mm-hmm. I liked
it
Kickers.
It got better, but it wasn't good.
I liked Kickers a lot more than I had in the past. And it's for a strange reason. It's because Kickers were hardly featured at all in it. That's sort of dumb. I was glad of them
not being in
right.
There.
I mean, it Kickers really is really
a,
good.
It wasn't even, like, really a Kickers comic.
Yes.
It was, like, a DB7 comic.
Right. That's what I felt like. I thought it's...
It was, like, it was so just, ooh, we're going to be so emotional and cry and oh no.
I didn't think it was a Kickers comic at all. I thought it was DP7. Like, hey, I got a great idea for making it better. Don't feature our characters. You know? That'll be awesome. Great idea. And then they're also stealing or bringing in, you know, probably the most popular of the bunch at the time. Trying to grab on the coattails of that, which is okay. I mean, you're going to want to feature more popular characters with less popular ones to try and bring forward both or sort of lay over on both. But I don't think you had a lot of DP7 people that were going to be like, well, gosh, this Kickers was so good. Let's start buying it now. The Kickers portion of it was still bad, but it was better than all of the other ones up to that point.
So
it was my favorite. Tom DeFalco, he's so brilliant.
Tom DeFalco.
He's the one who wrote it. And sadly, the guy...
Tom DeFalco.
He was the guy who was writing it. And he had, like, this reputation as a decent comic book person. And I'm sorry, he just laid a brick on that one. It was just...
I'm like, who's
death.
Tom DeFalco?
He's your brother, Tom DeFalco.
Of course. How can I forget?
Your long-lost brother, Tom DeFalco.
Come back to us, Tom DeFalco.
No, don't come back to us, Tom DeFalco. Go your own way. Never come back. Get out.
Isn't Tom DeFalco, like, older than me?
Yes, way older. Like, Tom DeFalco was writing this when I was, like, 13.
So, he can't be my long lost brother.
Well, you never can know.
I don't think so.
Well, I did spend a lot of time in southeastern Ohio. Very close to West Virginia. You never can tell who might be a long-lost brother of yours from West Virginia. All right, we're a little tangenty here. What else you like? Justice, Starbrand, Night Mask. I mean, I keep looking at these thinking these are like the...
comics of the century.
Tail end of the new you. Not my faves.
Ooh, yay, we're going to... Pew! Oh, gosh. We have killed him. Oh, crap.
I know. Well, what? Tell me about these ones. What'd you think?
Killing.
Justice, killing. Starbrand.
Killing.
Killing.
Cover, killing.
Oh, I love the cover on Night Mask. It's a reference to an Escher print. Ever seen any Escher?
No.
Escher's awesome.
But let's still, they were, like, all killing stuff.
No.
And then, here's this, and they're like, pow, 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 die!
Now you're going a little strange. Let me see if I can find an Escher print. Let's see if I can show you one. Oh.
Yeah.
Google, you're getting weird on me.
Oh, there it is.
There's an Escher print. Here's one.
I'm trying to find
the ones that are referencing it, yeah. Abstract-y kind of an artist. Now we're given a little micro lesson. Yeah, an Escher print. You should look up Escher. You'll love him.
We're gonna get old school now.
Take a look at the Escher print here.
Whoa.
Look. Now watch the water. Follow it.
Water.
We are looking at the tracing of the waterfall. Watch. Falls down, then what?
It goes in the house.
Look at it closely. It's tricks with perspective. It goes here, down, 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 and falls. Now take a look. Follow the steps. Go down the steps.
It just goes in a circle.
Go down the steps.
Can't go down the
steps. I know, because they just... Now go up the steps. Up, 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 and up. Cool, huh? Here, take a look at this one illusion. Here's... No, this is dull. This is...
Oh, I've seen that. That's from, That's from... That's in Rachel's little, thingy. Mm-hmm.
It's been done a lot. This one's been ripped a lot, but take a look at this. See?
You can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff.
We'll see the Escher print reference there, though? The reference on the Escher prints?
Yes.
Okay, now take a look at this one. We're edumacating here.
We're getting smarticle.
Mm-hmm. Smarticle is right. Take a look. Look. Which are the horses, black or white? The black and the white lock together.
Oh.
Perfectly. Take a look at this one. Does the print? No. Here, look. The fish turns over to the bird.
The fish turns into a bird.
Mm-hmm. Take a look at this one.
They're connected.
Mm-hmm.
They're like orange peels.
Sort of, yeah. These are other things. But anyway, that's Escher. You should do some research on Escher. He's awesome, Bill. Oh, you're done with art now, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh, stinking public schools. Crazy. Who's in charge? I mean, if I could get my hands on a public school teacher.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Your mom also teaches public school, so I'll go talk to her. Give her what for? All right, we've done some edumacating on Escher now. I did like the night mask one. I liked how it talked about parenting. And the guy was really tormented by the loss of his child and his wife, and partially, well, his fault. I mean, he didn't set the bomb or anything, but his involvement with that really led to their deaths with the mob. And I can understand retreating into that.
And retreating into his head.
Right, really, retreating into your memories instead of trying to face that reality. I mean, if I lost you and your sisters, your mom, I'd go crazy. I mean, mom says all the time, like, if I lose one, replace me, you know. One week of leave, forget it. You know, it's not going to help. I can't imagine that pain. So I did like the night mask this month. I thought it was particularly brilliant. What about Starbrand?
Starbrand?
Mm-hmm. Fighting the old man from the first issue.
Fighting the old... Okay.
The old man from the first issue coming back.
I think they just needed something to tie them over.
I don't know. I do like him going out into space, sort of fighting the old guy and losing his way. I thought that was an interesting way to look at it. I mean, really,
I think
he has...
They just really needed, like, a new idea to fill up the stores.
Yeah, it's...
That's how I saw it.
For me, I'm seeing it as a real trial run for Solar. And where it's going. And I know that may have been what he was trying to write,
yep.
The sort of everyman, but he needs someone to fight or no one to fight, just that torment of self. I thought Justice was better than it's been, but it's still my least favorite. I don't like it.
Besides Kickers.
Well, Kickers stinks, but Kickers, Kickers also gets put to death mercifully. Nightmask does not stick around, and Spitfire I thought was way better, and they kill it as well.
Nightmask?
They don't kill him, but they kill the comic. They get rid of Nightmask, they get rid of, Starbrand goes bi-monthly, Justice stays till the end, Psi-Force stays until the end, DP7, of course, stays until the end.
Sense.
Well, Psi-Force got better in the last issue, but it's still... We'll talk about Psi-Force next time. We're coming up on a half hour, so you want to just close this out and try
goodbye,
to do another one?
Goodbye, goodbye.
All right, we'll close this out for today, and then you want to try again Wednesday?
Okay.
Okay, maybe we'll try
next
to...
Wednesday.
This Wednesday, this week.
Oh, it's going out on Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going to try to get it out. We'll see what happens. So, All right. Thanks for listening, and probably or hopefully see you again this week. Or have a Marvel-tastic. All right,
Bye-bye.
Half hour, not bad. Okay.